a relative with six fingers on each hand. She's just a little older than me. Next to her little finger, she's got this extra finger, like a baby's finger. She knows how to keep it tucked in so most people don't notice. She's very pretty.
I nodded again.
You think it's in the family? What'd you call it? Part of the bloodline?
I don't know much about heredity. She stopped talking. I sucked on my lemon drop and looked hard at the cat path. Not one cat had shown itself so far.
Sure you don't want Sammy to drink?
She asked.
I'm going to have a Coke.
I said I didn't need a drink. She left her deck chair and disappeared through the trees, dragging her bad leg. I picked up her magazine from the grass and leafed through it. Much to my surprise, it turned out to be a men's magazine, one of the glossy monthlies. The woman in the fold-out wore thin panties that showed her slit and pubic hair. She sat on a stool with her legs spread at weird angles. With a sigh, I put the magazine back, folded my hands on my chest, and focused on the cat path again. A very long time went by before the girl came back with a Coke in her hand. The heat was getting to me. Sitting in the sun, I felt my brain fogging over. The last thing I wanted to do was think.
Tell me,
she said, picking up her earlier conversation.
If you were in love with a girl and she turned out to have six fingers, what would you do?
Sell her to the circus? I answered.
Really?
No, of course not, I said. I'm kidding. I don't think it would bother me.
Even if your kids might inherit it?
I took a moment to think about that.
No, I honestly don't think it would bother me. What harm would an extra finger do?
What if she had four breasts?
I thought about that, too.
I don't know. Four breasts? This kind of thing could go on forever.
I decided to change the subject.
How old are you? I asked.
16,
she said.
Just had my birthday, first year in secondary school.
Have you been off school long?
My leg hurts if I walk too much, and I've got this scar near my eye. My school's very strict. They'd probably start hassling me if they found out I hurt myself falling off a motorcycle, so I'm all set. I could take a year off. I'm not in any hurry to move up a grade.
No, I guess not, I said.
Anyhow, what you were saying before, that you wouldn't mind marrying a girl with six fingers but not four breasts?
I didn't say that. I said I didn't know.
Why don't you know?
I don't know. It's hard to imagine such a thing.
Can you imagine someone with six fingers?
Yes, I guess so.
So why not four breasts? What's the difference?
I took another moment to think it over, but I couldn't find an answer.
Do I ask too many questions?
Do people tell you that?
Yes, sometimes.
I turned towards the cat path again.
What the hell was I doing here? Not one cat had showed itself the whole time. Hands still folded on my chest, I closed my eyes for maybe 30 seconds. I could feel the sweat forming on different parts of my body. The sun poured into me with a strange heaviness.
Whenever the girl moved her glass, the ice clinked inside it like a cowbell.
Go to sleep if you want,
she whispered.
I'll wake you if a cat shows up.
Eyes closed. I nodded in silence. The air was still. There were no sounds of any kind. The pigeon had long since disappeared. I kept thinking about the woman on the telephone. Did I really know her? There had been nothing familiar about her voice or her manner of speaking, but she definitely knew me. I could have been looking at a Daguerreau scene, the woman's long shadow cutting across an empty street and stretching towards me, but she herself in a place far removed from the limits of my consciousness. A bell went on ringing and ringing next to my ear.
Are you asleep?
The girl asked in a voice so tiny I could not be sure I was hearing it.
No, I'm not sleeping, I said.
Can I get closer? It'll be easier if I keep my voice low.
Fine with me, I said, eyes still closed. She moved her chair until it struck mine with a dry wooden clack. Strange, the girl's voice sounded quite different depending on whether my eyes were open or closed.
Can when I talk. I'll keep very quiet, and you won't have to answer. You can even fall asleep. I don't mind.